right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me where my suit is, woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Oh look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down to possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where are the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
How's it going?
Deja vu.
I know, it's, you know, this happens. This happens on sometimes.
It does. Yes. Something.
I'm excited for tonight.
Why?
Because I feel as though we're going to be following through on a promise, which is something we don't always do.
You're going to donate to
no.
Riley's book?
Oh, no. No, none of that.
ACCA?
That was fine while he was here. No, I'm just teasing.
You're terrible.
I'm just teasing.
That
everybody.
Guy's crazy. He gonna
of course,
kill you.
I hope that you enjoyed last week's episode, and of course, we encourage you to contribute
yes.
to that fine cause.
On a serious note, yes, of course. If you can contribute, you should.
No,
but what is your excitement level for?
Because we've been teasing this Doctor Who segment.
Oh yeah.
For what seems like a millennia.
And I feel bad because originally, Little Fifi's Who Stuff was supposed to make its Big Kev's Geek Stuff podcast premiere on episode 226.
That's correct.
But since we had a guest last week,
right.
Riley, we had to bump Little Fifi's Who Stuff to episode 227, which is the one you're listening to right now, which we're calling Introducing Little Fifi.
Right.
So, and as it turns out, it is a good thing because, as you'll see in the second segment tonight when you hear the installment, Little Fifi and I actually went to Manhattan last Friday and met the cast of Doctor Who, including the Doctor himself, Matt Smith.
Right.
The, what is she referred to? The companion.
Right.
Who is Karen Gillan, who is hot. Oh my God. She is so hot. Oh my God. It's frightening how hot. I forgot all about what's her name while I was with her.
Oh, really? All about her?
Yeah.
All about your other redheaded dream
See,
girl?
I've already forgotten what her name is.
Wow.
That's how, well, I mean, you know, she was there and I was there and she was like, "Hello, it's so nice to meet you." And I'm like, "Hi." I was a mess, I have to admit. And then there was another, the third fellow was there also, whose name I have absolutely totally forgotten.
Okay.
But you'll hear all about it. So we actually get, or rather you, the listener, actually gets tonight the first two installments of Little Fifi's Who Stuff jammed together to make one giant installment.
Right.
So it's really great. I mean, Fifi's doing a really great job. She's a 13-year-old girl.
Yeah, I hear you.
And she's never done anything like this before. And her first segment was really awesome. Her interview was really awesome. I was way more starstruck and stupid when I did my first celebrity interview. Here she is. Doctor Who is her favorite thing in the world. She's interviewing the stars of the show, and she's totally cool.
Cool.
So
I'm excited. Yeah,
so look forward to that in the second segment of tonight's show. And then other than that, it's the usual shit.
It's usual so, detritus. That
yeah,
we,
whatever.
We just fill in there.
Yeah, whatever.
Just
fell in our laps today. That's
a little
what we're
bit
gonna,
of.
That's all.
You know, we really shouldn't say that this episode is shit. Because
I didn't say it was shit.
Well, you said it.
I said the rest of it would be the usual menage.
The usual shit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say we have a new sponsor.
We do have a new sponsor.
For tonight's episode as
yes.
well.
Yes. It's Tenacious Toys.
That's right.
Is it tenacioustoys.com?
I believe that it is. I'm going to verify that right now.
And while you're doing that, we're going to thank Benny over at Tenacious Toys for providing us with tonight's product segment piece that we're going to be reviewing in tonight's segment, and we're going to be giving it away.
Nice.
Yes, it's from 3A Toys, and
uh-oh.
You know what that means.
I do know what that means.
That means a lot of entries into this contest is what I think it means.
That's what I think it means.
And we'll get to that in segment two. So is it Tenacious
Toys? It is tenacioustoys.com.
Can you spell that for the illiterate listener?
TenaciOus. Hopefully you can spell toys. TOYS.com.
TOYS.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Tenacious
Toys. And by spelling it out, you think there are illiterate listeners?
I didn't say that.
Oh, well, your indication was...
Well, you asked me to...
I said, could you spell it for the illiterate listener? And
yes.
You started spelling it.
We might have illiterate listeners.
All right.
It's possible.
I just want you to...
Listen. Adult illiteracy is a genuine problem.
We're stamping that out here because
it's a genuine problem in
One
this
toy
country.
Review at a time.
That's right. And we want to help those people and spell for them. No. There might be. I don't care. TenaciousToys.com. Go.
Go.
If you can't read, but you collect toys, go.
Yeah, they have a great selection over there of 3A and other toys as well.
Oh, man, yeah.
Benny is Benny, who runs the thing, whose company is the nicest guy on the planet.
He is a nice fella.
Yeah, he is. And we're very happy to be working with Tenacious Toys. It's good for you, the listener. It's good for us, the program. And so we're happy all around.
Geek stuff. What's in the news?
All right. Bill Hader says, not H-A-T-E-R.
Hader.
Hader.
Right.
Says that the Les Grossman project is written.
Oh, really?
That the script exists.
Wow.
Do you think it'll actually happen?
I hope so. I would see a Les Grossman project any day.
Do you think, though, that if there's a whole movie built around him, it'll get bad?
It'll be a goofy one-off thing,
like
and that'll be the end.
Like an hour and a half of maybe just...
Yeah. Let me give you a couple of examples. There was a little thing that you might recall called Wayne's World.
I do remember Wayne's
World. Two movies built on several, 10-minute TV
yes.
segments?
Right.
Now, I say it's not an unfair comparison that a 10-minute spot in a feature film, you know?
Okay.
I mean, if you push all this stuff together, I don't think it equaled 10 minutes. And now they're going to make a whole movie about that character? I think it's not only is it a really great idea because it was really funny in Tropic Thunder.
It
of
was
course,
very funny.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, by the way, in case you don't know. Bill Hader was in Tropic Thunder. He was Les Grossman's assistant. And Les Grossman, of course, was Tom Cruise in that crazy getup.
Yes.
Kind of a fat suit, balding movie mogul guy.
That
who
some
I think
people somehow
clearly,
didn't realize was... Tom Cruise,
yeah.
Which I don't get.
I don't, and I think it's clearly based on Weinstein, but I don't want to comment any further than that. But the point is that there was rumors abounding after Tropic Thunder that they were going to do a Les Grossman, some sort of Les Grossman movie. And didn't they do Les Grossman? Did he host or something or produce like the MTV Movie Awards that year or the following year.
Yeah,
or something
like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's interest enough, I think, in that character to warrant them doing a motion picture about it. I think it would be really funny. I think if it was just a documentary style.
Now, see that. Okay. All right, if that's how they handle it, if it's like documentary style, yeah, that could be really funny.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, I'm down with that.
I mean, you get a bazillion
actual
cameo
actors?
Appearances.
Yeah, okay.
And I think it's perfect.
Okay, see, now that if that's the premise, I'm down with that.
And if you have Les Grossman going one-on-one with Tom Cruise in some sort
in
of
some way,
verbal tete-a-tete,
right.
I think that would be brilliant. All absolutely right. Brilliant. But we'll have to wait and see on that.
All right, fair enough. Zod.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Now, are you the choice or are you the character choice?
Well,
the actor choice versus the character.
Well, say the actor choice first.
Michael Shannon is the actor.
Right.
Whom I like, by the by. I liked him in, or I like him on Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah, I like him on Boardwalk Empire also, but he's a creep.
He is a creep, but I think that's good.
He was also in...
he's been in a ton of things.
World Trade Center is the one that I always remember him. Because he was a creep in that one, too. He was that weird Marine guy that's just like, I have to go. I have to go to the site. And he found the guys and blah. He's a creepy dude.
He was in Vanilla Sky.
Yeah, he was.
Pearl Harbor.
Uh-huh.
And a bunch of things.
Yeah.
A bunch of things.
I think I have to say, though, I think if you've watched Boardwalk Empire, he's the federal agent in Boardwalk Empire.
Right. Agent Nelson Van Alden.
Yes. He is really good on that show. That's true. About the character. About the actor, rather. The character? So it's Zod alone?
Well, we don't know that.
See, that's what my problem is. My problem is that the way the whole Zod thing worked in Superman 2 was that there was three of them. And I don't think, honestly, this is a brand new continuity, so we're doing everything over again. So
right.
We have to put aside the fact that the Zod has already been done. Terrence Stamp, I think, was the original.
Yes, that I Zod, believe that is correct.
And he was awesome. That said, though, I need more story before I can decide whether this is a good choice or not. And we're not going to get anything for a while, but I think I need a little bit more
something.
A little bit more something.
Okay.
Know, before I can say whether or not this is a great, you know, it's just like the Batman rumors. There's so many of them at this point.
Oh, good. I'm glad that you mentioned
Batman.
Are
you about to transition into that?
I am about to transition to that. So I don't think that this is rumor. I think that this is confirmed, what I'm about to say. And you can correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
But
if you want to correct OG, of course, you can go over to our GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And you can leave us a voicemail over there, and you might hear yourself on an upcoming episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast.
Yes. All right. Josh Pence. Who
Pence?
I don't know, but apparently was in The Social Network.
Okay.
He has apparently been cast to play a young Ra's al Ghul in Dark Knight Rises.
A young Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah. So apparently there's going to be a sequence in the movie that is a flashback sequence.
Okay.
And he is going to be playing that young character.
Why does it have to be a flashback sequence?
Because how are you going to have an... How else would you have Ra's al Ghul?
Ra's al Ghul, you don't know that Ra's al Ghul died, number one. Number two, Ra's al Ghul is famous for what in the comics? OG, go.
I don't know.
He goes in that Lazarus pit and
gets young.
So.
All right. So maybe it's, all right. Maybe it's not a flashback, although I think what I've read so far is that they think that it's a flashback.
Okay.
So maybe that's the rumor part of it.
So somehow now he's working Ra's al Ghul in here, too.
Either way, that's the problem. Because there have been rumors surfacing again that Talia is in here as well in some capacity.
Right.
So now you have, count them off,
Bane,
Catwoman, Ra's al Ghul, Talia al Ghul, possibly, right? And then there's still this mysterious Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, but
character, you
know, Joseph Gordon-Levitt could be the reporter time around.
Could be
instead of what's Anthony Michael Hall.
I think my point being,
we're forgetting that doctor
Oh, right. Dr. Hugo Strange, which is also a rumor also. We don't know. But the point being is...
And Cillian Murphy.
Doesn't this sound dangerously like, I don't know, if Batman and Robin?
If they play them all up like they did in Batman and Robin, I would agree with you. That is not a Chris Nolan move, though. I don't think they do that.
Okay.
You know, I think that... I'm skeptical, don't get me wrong, but I have... faith now after two movies. I have faith in Christopher Nolan.
All right. So let's say that Ra's al Ghul is definitely in the film. Okay. And it's a younger version. Either it's a flashback sequence or it's not. Whatever it is. Do you think then that that character is more important to the story than, let's say, Bane? And maybe Bane is a quick off? Because
That's what we've been speculating.
I'm thinking that bringing Ra's al Ghul back... in some capacity, right? Especially if it's going to be set in the now, but he's Lazarus pitted up. It's got to be somewhat of an important role, no? Kind of as a bookend? I can't see it as a throwaway.
Yeah, but it depends. If the heavy rumor is that it's a flashback.
If it's a flashback, then it can easily be a throwaway.
Yeah,
it could be anything. It could be anything, right.
You know,
but if it's not.
And if it's Talia, it could be Talia talking about her father. You know, and you know, we're seeing what she's talking about, kind of flashback.
I'm just saying, I'm a little concerned.
Well,
by the growing number,
I think
of
you need to have a little more
members.
Faith.
All right,
sir.
All right. The Crow.
Really?
The Crow literally never dies, apparently, because we've heard rumor for a long time now that there was going to be a new movie.
Oh yeah,
and today. The rumor mill was abuzz with talks that Bradley Cooper could be set to star in the next Crow movie.
Really?
Yes.
I say no way.
So, now I'm not overly familiar with the books.
Okay.
But what I've been told when I announced my initial disgust is that, I mean, I know that there are multiple Crows throughout the book. Okay.
No.
I know that they're not all Sting.
No. Let me stop you. Let me stop you.
Okay.
There's not multiple Crows in the book.
Okay.
There is
multiple books with different Crows.
With different Crows.
Okay.
And I really think, honestly, and with as much fortitude as I can muster, it begins and ends with the first J.O. Barr series.
Meaning that's the only real good one?
Not only is it the only good one, it's the only one that really was worth anything in any capacity. Now, that is either book or film. The first movie, which told the story of the first book, was the only one worth anything.
Did James O'Barr do any other books? I thought he did more than just the first book.
I don't think he drew any more of them.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I could be wrong about that. Honestly, again, to reemphasize... None of them seemed worth it after the first one. I still have the first one, I think. I think I still have my original copy of the original trade. The point is that was the only one worth anything with regards to that character or that universe, as far as I'm concerned. Now, let's discuss Bradley Cooper. Absolutely not going to happen. Here's why. Because it's not an original idea. This would be the third or fourth Crow movie.
Not to mention, was it two failed TV series?
Yeah. Whatever it is.
Or one failed TV series?
There has been one movie which ended up killing Brandon Lee and doing not so good in the movie theaters. And then there was failure to follow.
Correct.
That said, there's no way Bradley Cooper vehicles uses this movie as any kind of vehicle. Bradley Cooper, whose star is on the rise, he made that awful cliche, I know everything by taking this pill movie.
Didn't that just come out?
Yeah, it just came out, and it was huge. It did humongous. And that and The Hangover and all this stuff, Bradley Cooper's star is on the rise. There's no way this happens.
All right.
No
Again,
way.
it's rumor. We're just talking
Bradley
about
Bradley Cooper should be playing like Captain America style roles. You know
Bradley
what I mean?
Bradley Cooper
could be
your Flash.
He could be the Flash. I'd much sooner see him as the Flash than I would see him as anything else.
He could be / should be your Flash, I think. I'd be okay with him as the Flash.
Certainly should be considered for it.
So there you go. Also, Mortal Kombat Legacy. Do you remember when we talked about this?
The test footage and all that?
Yes. So it's real. And the first episode apparently is online as of this week. It's a 12-minute episode. I did watch about six of those 12 minutes. I liked what I saw. I don't know how far it's going to go. It is a web series. I don't know how many episodes are planned, but apparently it's been doing very well. So my intention is to watch the other 6 minutes
Wonderful. At some point.
But I liked what I saw. I really liked that test footage when it first came out. Uh-huh. I really, really liked that. So, you know, it'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll post a link for that. I just thought people might want to follow up to that. So.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's it. I think with that, we probably could take a break.
All right, OG, and we'll take our first break, and we'll be right back with the premiere of Little Fifi's Who Stuff on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast, episode 227, Introducing Little Fifi.
Hey, this is OG. Big Kev's Geek Stuff reaches tons of listeners each month across multiple platforms, and now so can you. If you're trying to reach the geek community, Big Kev's Geek Stuff offers some great advertising opportunities for your products or services at great rates. You won't find a better way to reach your target market than through advertising with Big Kev's Geek Stuff. So head over to BigKev'sGeekStuff.com and click on the advertising link and start reaching potential new buyers immediately.
Wow. With all the flair and delivery of a corpse.
Hello, nurse. This is Yakko.
And Wacko from Animaniacs, and you're listening to
Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Keep him tuned in.
Yeah, because if you don't, he'll kill you.
Yeah, he is really big, folks. We're looking at him. It's scary.
We're Animaniacs, totally insane-y, Pinky and the Brainy. Animaniacs, those are the facts.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff presents Little Fifi's Who Stuff.
Fiona, but you can call me Fifi, and I'm obsessed with Doctor Who. Today I'm going to explain some of the important things you need to know about Doctor Who before you jump in and start watching, which I'm sure you're going to want after hearing my Little Fifi's Who Stuff segment. First of all, a little about me. I got my little segment on Big Kev's Geek Stuff through Big Kev, who figured out that I like Doctor Who when my grandma gave me some books. And well, here we are. I first got interested in Doctor Who when I was in about 5th grade, and I'm now in 8th. My mother introduced it to me, and I was hooked. I used to just watch the new ones, which starred David Tennant and Christopher Eccleston. And a few years later, I discovered the older ones and started to watch them. I have watched each of the newer episodes at least 10 times and some of the older ones twice. Well, that's about it for me. Now, about the show. First of all, for all you geeks who don't watch Doctor Who or have no clue whatsoever about what it is, shame on you. Okay, a couple of things you need to know for now is the Doctor. He's a 907-year-old alien who looks like a human. He has a time-traveling machine that can take him anywhere in time, space, and anywhere else he can think of. Throughout the different seasons, he has a lot of companions who travel with him, share his adventures and experiences, see new worlds, and do a lot of running. The Doctor can regenerate, which means that he dies and then comes back to life looking completely different. New face, new attitude. Even though the Doctor seems like a new person every single time he regenerates, you can always see something that relates him to the other Doctors he's taken in the past. I don't really have a favorite Doctor quite yet. The next thing you need to be familiar with is the TARDIS. This stands for Time and Relative Dimension in Space. This is the Doctor's time machine. It looks like a 1960s British police box on the outside, as the iconic image associated with the Doctor Who franchise. The TARDIS used to change its appearance depending on where it was, but then the chameleon circuit got stuck. The Doctor liked it, so it stayed that way. Another important thing that you need to know about the TARDIS is that it's bigger on the inside. All the companions are completely overwhelmed when they first see it. Finally, you need to know about the sonic screwdriver. It's something the Doctor could not live without, literally. It can open doors, cut barbed wire, put a few cabinets in a pinch, and scan people for, you know, stuff and countless other uses. Like the Doctor and the TARDIS, it can change its form, but keeps most of the same abilities. Those are the most important things you need to know about Doctor Who for now, so if you had to summarize it, I would say Doctor Who is just a show about an alien, a Time Lord to be specific, who travels in space with his companions. He's amazingly smart, has a time machine that's bigger on the inside than on the outside, which he uses to travel to various places at times of chaos to save them. Well, that's about it for this installment of Little Fifi's Who Stuff. Coming up in future segments, I'll be talking about great Doctor Who products, as well as explaining to all of you what those weird-looking, multi-colored garbage can robots called Daleks are. See ya!
This is Little Fifi's Who Stuff.
I'm Fiona. This week, I had the opportunity to interview Matt Smith, Karen Gillan, and Arthur Darvill on the New York City stop of their tour of the U.S.
What was it like kind of taking on the role of the new Doctor for a show that's been going since 1963? How do you feel about like taking on that role?
Obviously, in England, it has a huge sort of cultural significance. So to take it on is both a privilege and an honour. And I would lying if I would be lying if I said that at some point I probably wasn't intimidated along the line. But in a good way, it was just exciting, really, very exciting.
Okay, and then the next question is for all of you. I know that you were shooting in America. How was that
as opposed to the UK?
Well, it was really nice that we got to come out to the States. We went to Monument Valley in Utah, and it was better than acting with a green screen. We had a good time, didn't we?
Just being there. I mean, like, it felt like we were shooting a big movie, and I think, you know, this series of Doctor Who, like, every episode feels like a big movie, and it's, you know, you couldn't have done that, you know, filming in Cardiff. It needed the scenery, and it just ups the scale of it. It's, you know, it felt like we were in a Western. It was great.
Because all those John Ford movies were shot there, and to be part of that sort of heritage.
And Back to the Future 3.
No way.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, that beats any job.
I know, exactly.
You have a lot of fans here today. Are you excited to meet them?
Yeah, we're so look at us. We're in New York. We love America. We were just saying we want to make the series in America, man.
The film over here. Yeah. I mean, like, but it's so weird. It's such a bizarre thing because, you know, we film it over in Cardiff, and to come out here and people are so enthusiastic about it over here, it's such an honor. It's like it's quite a surprise.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast, episode 227, introducing Little Fifi.
Yeah, and that was it.
That was it.
So there
What'd
it
you
is.
Think?
Yeah, great segment. You want to give us some feedback or you want to ask Fifi a Doctor Who themed question? Give us a call at our GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And you can leave your questions or comments over there. And you might hear yourself on an upcoming episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Or Little Fifi's Who Stuff.
That's right.
So, there you go.
Geek Stuff. DVD News.
DVDs this week.
Uh-huh.
There are a couple.
Were there?
Yeah. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1.
Yeah. Who's buying this?
Are you not buying? Do you not have any of them?
You know what?
I'm buying it. I mean, clearly.
I think I have. I might have a few of them on regular DVD.
Oh, I have all six on Blu-ray.
No, I bailed because undoubtedly there's a box set.
You know what?
After the next movie.
And I thought about that as well. Mm-hmm. I was on Amazon. I think it was over the Christmas break.
Yeah, I know. And they were like had $4 or
something. Yeah, they had a box set of the first five for like dirt cheap on Blu-ray. So I scooped it. Yeah, there might be a box set. I don't know. Unless there's something drastically awesome.
If
the packaging is no longer enough for me.
No. But
do you know what
I'm
so
saying?
There's
got
to be something significant in there.
What I'm saying is I had them on regular DVD. I'd like to have them on Blu-ray.
Right.
But in order to feel justified about having them on Blu-ray, I'm not going to start over buying them all when there's one more movie. There's a finite end.
Right.
You know, I just got something recently, and they announced another movie. I don't remember what it was, and I was so pissed because I was like, oh, man, I just got this box set because this was supposed to be finite. Well, Harry Potter is definitely finite after the next movie.
Right.
Which means, what, 6 to 8 months after that, probably for Christmas, there's going to be a complete Harry super deluxe duper Blu-ray box set.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what I'm going
to
get.
Absolutely. I mean, look, there are some incentives to get this set if you want. There is a special edition of this set that comes with a Dobby bookend, which leads me to believe that they might be a companion bookend for when part two comes out.
That would make sense.
But again, like, you know, I'm just saying it's out. If you want to pick it up, I'll pick it up. But
they cannot incentivize me anymore. I think this one I'm holding in my hand from last week, which is the Tron Legacy, all the discs in the light up disc holder.
Right.
Thing. I think this might be the end of their incentivizing me in that way.
Okay.
I think.
All right.
But yeah, I'm waiting on the box set on Harry Potter. What else came out this week?
As far as new, there's not really much
you
new.
You said a couple came out.
Well, there are a couple DVDs, nothing new. Other than on Blu-ray this week, re-releases from Disney, The Incredibles and Cars.
Oh, one of those I have to get.
Yeah, Incredibles, But actually get
Incredibles. I'm going to get Incredibles on Blu-ray.
I might
so that means
Incredibles.
I got two to buy this week.
Cars I have on regular. I don't need to replace that. But Incredibles I might replace. And I think that's it.
Geek stuff. Comic news.
Smell that? That's the smell of new comic books.
Comics.
All right.
To check out this week. We have a bunch, couple of serious ones, couple of ha-has. One thing we should mention, we don't have it, but we know it came out this week. It was the Ultimate Battle Chasers collection book thing. So Battle Chasers was this great series. OG, you know more about Battle Chasers than I do. Who did that book? Was
Joe
that
Madureira? Joe Mad did it. This was his big breakout. I'm doing something past Age of Apocalypse, not for Marvel, creator-owned project that
and really and let's be honest it is in many ways the basis of Dungeons and Dragons Eberron.
Yes,
I mean it is so similar to the themes in Eberron. It's clear that one was affected by the other in whichever came first,
and Joe Mad suffered from the same affliction a lot of artists and writers did around that time, the inability to put out books in a timely fashion. And the book kind of died, and I don't think it ever got finished.
I think
it was in the middle.
Yeah, I don't know that it got finished.
And the disappointing part about this collection is that I still don't think that it's finished. That being said, it is a pretty awesome hardcover collection of what exists.
Oversized.
Right.
Oversized hardcover. It's got every issue, every cover, every alternate cover, sketchwork. It is the complete history and production of the title of Battle Chasers from beginning to end.
This is worth it just to have and appreciate the artwork that Joe did for the book.
And design and storytelling.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
stuff,
overall,
yeah.
It was a beautiful looking book. The story was actually halfway decent as far as like fantasy kind of stories go. I really wish it got finished. And he doesn't do comics anymore either, right?
No,
he's just doing video games
I think
these days.
So, yeah.
So it's a good opportunity to own something by him that was all his. So,
right.
You know, pick it up.
Also, you can pick up in the regular comic book format, if you will, this week. It from our friends at Dynamite, it's the Lone Ranger, The Death of Zorro.
What?
Issue 2 of 5. We talked about issue 1 of this, sir.
I blocked it out.
Well, no. Zorro.
Why is Zorro in a Lone Ranger book? Remind
sir,
me.
Sir, Zorro and the Lone Ranger both take place in the Old West.
I understand that.
Not many years apart from each other.
Okay.
To the point where Zorro is an old man and eventually dies, and he somehow some relationship with the Lone Ranger, or Lone Ranger is inspired by Zorro. It's you know, they're writing an it's an interesting notion.
Okay.
And I think so far what they've explored in this book is really, really terrific.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's from Dynamite. It's written by Andy Parks, sir, who we know is a friend of this program.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Illustrated by Esteve Poles.
Ooh.
Esteve. Why don't you just say Steve?
I bet.
Esteve. yeah, and so you want to go to, it's dynamite.net that has that. I think that's a recent addition, dynamite.net. Also from DC, it's DC Comics Presents Batman Arkham 100-page spectacular.
Well, golly gee willikers.
Indeed. It's a one-shot, OG. Gonna run you, OG, $8.
Gonna run me nothing.
That's a lot. But that said, this is a real thickish book. All different stories that take place within Arkham Asylum. I don't know exactly how many stories, but I know it must be several.
Drawing the line at $8.
Yep. Not this one. That said, lots of stories to check out. Lots of artists, lots of writers. Yeah, you have it all to look forward to in here. It's the Batman Arkham 100-page spectacular. Check that out. I didn't realize that was quite that much, but still worth it, I think.
There you go.
The OG pick of the week would be Dynamite from Dynamite Entertainment. Again, dynamite.net. It's Kato number 9.
Oh, wow.
I'm checking.
Wow.
I'm checking the back of the book.
No, I'm excited, really. I
don't know how I ended up with this Kato cover. That's so weird. Man,
Why? Is there a better one?
Yeah, there's a better one.
Is it an Alex Ross one?
No. Definitely not.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it says to be continued. So there is another issue. Man, this is a lousy cover. I'm bringing this one back. I want the other cover. And then finally, Marvel's embarrassment continues in Black Panther, The Man Without Fear versus Luke Cage. Let's stick every New York-based no hero in this book. Written by David List, but bright spot at the end of the tunnel, sir. Art by Francisco Franchevilla, who is a really great artist, I feel. And so check that out. Still no word on when Daredevil will return to this book. Would be
as
nice.
Daredevil, you mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Black Panther is not Daredevil. It's still Black Panther, but one assumes that will happen someday in the near future, I hope.
Okay.
And that is comics.
Geek stuff. Product reviews.
Moving on into the excitement.
Tonight's product segment is brought to you by TenaciousToys.com. Go over to TenaciousToys.com. And I actually have a sticker here. So it says shipping art toys worldwide since 2005.
Nice.
You know, if you don't have 10 years under your belt, Benny, you ain't, you don't put a date on there.
Sure you do.
I don't agree.
And you know what? In this industry, 5 years, that's a long time.
TenaciousToys.com, TenaciousToys.com. It's also at Tenacious Toys. Is that his Twitter?
On Twitter, that is correct.
And then tenacious-toys.blogspot.com.
Yes.
Is something.
Right.
His blog, I guess. So that's that. Tonight we're going to be talking about the latest 3A release provided to us by Tenacious Toys in the World War Robot line. This is a Large Martin. Large Martin is the successor to B.O.B. Bob, a moderately successful stopgap artillery bot from Rothschild.
Initially, Mr. Frosty.
What's that?
Mr. Frosty.
Okay. Initially seen in the single cannon configurations, later models were fitted with twin cannons, became known as Damn Large Martins, DLMs for short. Large Martin first saw action in the now mythic Defense of Moscow, which saw the largest Martin force ever dropped be held at bay for 4 days while the Earth Coalition could organize a rear guard attack. After this battle, Large Martin would become the standard fixture on all battlefields. The only real question, what will Rothschild make to counter the Large Martin dominance of the battlefield? Got all that?
Got it all right in me noggin.
Well, yes. I mean, this is based, of course, on the art of Ashley Wood. And you actually get a nice Ashley Wood piece of artwork.
Which I like that, because if you decide to not keep the box on these, slice that out and frame it.
You don't even got to, I mean, yeah, you could do that. I was thinking you could just display it in this fashion.
No, but what I'm saying is some people don't keep the box. Well, display the piece, right, and toss the box. Well, if you want to, you could, that piece is frameable.
Yeah,
is. If you slice it off nice and careful-like, that's a frameable piece of artwork.
And that's it. Well, it does have the... And what we're talking about is the piece of artwork that is on the inside flap of the box.
Correct.
And then there's a window on the other side. You can see the Large Martin Mr. Frosty in here.
That's correct.
This one has the mechanic, magnetic flap, though. Sir.
Yeah, we like those. We like that on the boxes.
But I'm saying with regards to framing and whatnot.
Yeah, I bet you still could do it.
This 8 or 9 inch robot...
Right.
From 3A Toys... is absolutely terrific. It's got a unique paint style. It's got some real cloth bag accessories on it.
Right.
Huge guns. It's fully articulated.
Okay.
These are art toys, right? These are limited run toys. They're based on the artwork, as we've said before, of Ashley Wood. Check out 3aonline.com. That's TreeAonline.com. You can also check out Bambaland.com, BambaLand.com. And this is, you can check out all these. They have a variety of different ones of these in this World War Robot series.
Right.
And we've talked about a couple. I think the last ones we talked about were the...
we talked about the brambles.
The drop cloths.
Oh, the drop cloths. Yeah,
right,
yeah,
we talked about those. Different varieties of the same kind of warring robots thing that Ashley Wood is doing. And Tenacious Toys, in their wisdom and their smart business sense, has sent us this piece to talk about tonight. As we said, Mr. Frosty, he's got his own unique paint applique.
Right.
Unique accessories. He's got the big gun on his shoulder. Really, really terrific piece. Got different things on him. And we're going to be giving this one away.
Nice.
To anyone but Toy God.
Oh, is that he's ineligible to enter?
He doesn't listen to our show anyway.
No, but you can't say we no, if he enters, you know, he has just as good a chance as anybody.
Yeah,
else.
He does.
It is a no, random
he
drawing.
He doesn't have any
random drawing.
Well, we should say this is a cross-platform contest. We are going to be opening up this contest
that is
to
correct.
Our SiriusXM Experience listeners as well. So you want to be the first to send. How are we doing this one? We don't want to do Facebook this time because we just did one on there.
Right. And because it's cross-platform.
Phone call?
Yeah, we could do phone call.
Okay. So you want to give our GVM line a call.
425-920-6050.
Uh-huh. And you want to say, I want me a Mr. Frosty.
Right.
That is the phrase that pays. I want me a Mr. Frosty.
Right.
Okay.
And leave us some way of getting a hold of you as well.
Yeah, just don't call
but
like, say that.
I want to leave a Mr. Frosty and hang up because... we've had that in the past.
And
then that person just doesn't win.
So, and we will announce the winner either next week or the week after.
Well, I'm going to say let's pick a date.
Okay.
Let's pick a date. Let's say we're going to announce the winner on, I don't know, April 27th.
Ooh.
You have until 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on April 27th.
There you go. So you have until then to go over to the GVM line and say the phrase that pays. OG, what is it?
I don't know.
I want me a Mr. Frosty.
There you go.
And you might win.
Nice.
And with that, OG, we'll take our final break, and we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast, episode 227, introducing Little Fifi.
Hey, Kev, have you checked out the Home of Happiness over in Montclair, New Jersey?
Who's the Home of Happiness again?
You know, that group. They do that show. There's dancing.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show?
That's the one.
I hear that they are in Montclair the first and third Saturdays of the month and in Bergenfield, New Jersey on the second and fourth Saturdays of the month.
Oodalolly.
Yes. All shows are Saturday night at midnight. Uncut movie with a live floor show cast.
Love the live floor show.
Costumes and participation are encouraged. Admission is $7 and prop bags are $2.
Fancy.
You get the toast in there, I think, and some rice maybe.
Rice.
You can check them out over at njrocky.com.
Wowzer.
And you can find out where these shows in Montclair and Bergenfield are and how you can be involved. And you have a great time at the Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's a lot of fun.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show. The king of cult films live in a movie theater near you.
Brought to you by the Home of Happiness.
We Spartans have ascended from Hercules himself. Taught never to retreat, never to surrender. Taught that death in the battlefield is the greatest glory he could achieve in his life. Spartans, the finest soldiers the world has ever known.
This is David Winham from 300.
Hey, this is Gerard Butler from Frank Miller's 300.
Hey, this is Zack Snyder from 300, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
This is Sparta!
Geek Stuff is wrapping up.
Mm-hmm.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast, episode 227, introducing Little Fifi.
OG, what did we talk about on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast?
Tonight, we talked a little bit about Les Grossman. We talked about General Zod, the Crow remake with Bradley Cooper that will likely not happen, maybe.
likely maybe not happen, sort of.
There are too many villains in the pot in Dark Knight Rises. And Mortal Kombat Legacy. In our DVD selection tonight, of course, we talked a little bit about three titles you might want to check out: Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1, The Incredibles reissue on Blu-ray, and Cars also on Blu-ray this week.
In comics, we mentioned the great oversized complete epic saga of
Battle Chasers.
I lost it for a second.
And then you pointed at me, and I lost it. We're a train wreck.
In regular comics this week, you may or may not want to check out Black Panther, The Man Without Fear from Marvel.
Right.
What?
I said right. Correct.
Kato number 9, but a different cover than that, from Dynamite. Also from Dynamite, The Lone Ranger, The Death of Zorro, issue 2 of 5. From DC Comics Presents, Batman Arkham 100-page spectacular.
Okay. And of course, a new sponsor to the show. We have an awesome giveaway that goes along with our product segment tonight.
Yes.
That is the Tenacious Toys brought to us 3A Large Martin Mr. Frosty.
Yes, from the brand new line of Large Martins. Thank you to Tenacious Toys, TENACIOUS Toys.com, at Tenacious Toys on Twitter, tenacious-toys.blogspot.com, shipping art toys worldwide since 2005.
And presumably by the time you hear this episode, their banner will be up on the site.
Or
as
button,
well.
Yes. So, and if you want to check out or buy stuff from them, of course, you should go through our site to do that. And we may have a big contest coming up, by the way, with Sideshow.
Yeah, that's...
Where we're going to be giving away a major prize.
I would dare say this contest that we're doing tonight, filled with awesome.
Yeah, totally.
But I would say that the Sideshow contest might be epic scale.
Not epic scale. I would say it was...
Quarter scale?
Premium format scale.
Ooh, there you go.
Anyway, so that's that.
Don't forget, you can check us out online over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where we have all of our episodes up there, including Live from Studio V's when we get a couple of new ones. Of course, you can check us out over at Facebook, Facebook.com/BKGeekStuff, at Twitter, at BKGeekStuff, and at GeekStuffOG if you want to follow me. I'm over there as well. Of course, thank you. Special thanks to Fiona.
Oh, yes.
For her awesome two segments, her debut
yes.
over here at Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast. And you can look forward to more of those
more little
going
Fifi's
forward.
Who stuff coming soon.
And special thanks again, of course, to our gracious sponsor, Tenacious Toys.
Tenacious Toys, TENACIOUS Toys.com, at Tenacious Toys on Twitter, tenacious-toys.blogspot.com, shipping art toys worldwide since 2005.
Jeebus. What, in there?
He gave us a 3A toy.
I'm just saying.
You can't say the guy's name enough.
No, look. Hey, kudos.
Hoo-ha.
That's what I'm saying.
Hoo-ha-hoo.
Are we done?
Yes, OG. And with that, I will end this podcast as we end all Big Kev's Geek Stuff podcasts by saying good night, Just Mike, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever, ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea. Roads go ever, ever on, under cloud and under star, yet feet that wandering have gone will turn at last to home afar. Over snow by winter sown, and through the merry flowers of June. Over grass and over stone, under the mountains in the moon, roads go ever, ever on. Over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea.